My dearly beloved in Christ, the epistle for All Saints Day is taken from a vision of St. John the Apostle, which he wrote down in a book called the Apocalypse, the last book of the Bible. And he was given this extraordinary vision of heaven. And he starts out today's selection by speaking of the 12 tribes of Israel and 12,000 from each tribe sealed. But then he goes on to say, and after this, I saw a great multitude which no man could number, out of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and with palms in their hands. The palm is a symbol of victory. And they carry palms in their hands, or were seen at least by St. John in this manner, because it symbolized the victory they accomplished over the world, the flesh, and the devil, our threefold enemy. And so all of the saints in heaven are victors. They conquered, they won, they obtained the crown. And among them, our own ancestors. And of course, among them, we hope to be one day, if we persevere. So the Feast of All Saints is a wonderful feast. It is for the purpose, established for the purpose of making up for any deficiencies in our devotion to the saints over the past year. That is why it is towards the end of the year. Because we owe the saints honor and reverence and invoking them. They are dear friends of God. They are close to God. And so by honoring them, we are honoring God himself. I especially think of the invocation in the what we call the divine praises that we pray after benediction. And the last one is, blessed be God in his angels and in his saints. By honoring the saints, we are honoring God. We are giving him honor and glory because he made them saints. But do we aspire to become a saint, as we should? How many sometimes say, well, I could never be a saint. Well, if we can't be a saint, that means we won't go to heaven, because everyone who is in heaven is a saint. There are great saints. There are lesser saints. But they are all saints and dear friends of God. And that is what we must aspire to be. That is our destiny. Some of the spiritual books, biographies of the saints, are written in somewhat of a flowery style. And some of them will picture the saints as these extraordinary beings who were saintly, extraordinarily saintly from their infancy. And no doubt there were some saints who were particularly conspicuous for their piety and their virtue, even as little children. But such biographies can do a disservice to the saints, because they can communicate the idea that there are certain men and women, boys or girls, who were made saints by God, and that's the way it is. And we're, the rest of us, have no hope for becoming one. And again, that does us a great disservice, those kinds of books or that kind of an attitude. When you read the real lives of the saints, you realize that they were men and women, boys and girls, made of flesh and blood, with the same struggles, the same temptations, the same difficulties to overcome that we experience. And they overcame, and they conquered, and they won the crown. It wasn't just given to them. They had to earn it. It's almost consoling to read the life of a saint when the author brings out the human aspects of that saint, because they all were very human. They had discouragements. They had trials. They probably felt at times like giving up, but they didn't, and they persevered. And that's why we honor them and invoke their intercession to help us follow them, imitate their example. I was reading in the life of the little flower, St. Teresa of the Child Jesus, who was extraordinary, entered the Carmelite order at the age of 15, is a great saint. And yet her mother said when she was a little girl that she was very willful. And she wondered what would become of her. Because all children, all of us, were born into the world with the stain of original sin on our souls. And we have deeply in our nature that fallen aspect of original sin, the passions, that inclination to evil, very much a part of us. And it was also a part of the saints. And that's why they became saints, because they overcame. They earned the happiness of heaven. So don't have a false idea of the saints as these extraordinary beings who didn't have to struggle. They were just made that way. Again, that is a false idea of who the saints were. They were very human. Sometimes you even read, in fact, in Scripture, St. Paul had a very strong disagreement with, I think it was St. Barnabas. Here are two saints, two apostles. And they had such a strong disagreement that they separated and went separate ways. And God used that because more people were evangelized, more people heard the gospel. It was a difference of opinion. Because the saints, again, were human. And you find this in the lives of many saints, where their human nature was very much in front. They had their disagreements with others, they had their trials, they had their temptations, their discouragements, and they overcame it all and became saints. So let us aspire to sanctity. Aspire to become one of them. Perhaps that is the reason why Holy Mother Church uses the gospel that we have today, which is the Beatitudes. When our Lord talks about blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the meek, and so on and so forth. Because these are practices of virtue that we must aspire to. By striving to live them, we're sanctifying ourselves. We are becoming saints. And again, that is our calling. That is the will of God for us, to sanctify ourselves, to become a saint, so that one day we will be part of that vast multitude, worshiping God, falling down before the throne, worshiping God and thanking Him because it was the grace of God that enabled them to become saints. Let us use that grace to sanctify ourselves, because we certainly are capable of becoming saints. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.